I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, as Hurricane Matthew was heading for the United States East Coast, preparations were already underway to help people and their pets. One pet-friendly shelter in Broward County, Florida, was designed to hold up to 500 people and 350 pets. They know that for many of us, pets are family. Others may choose to try to ride out the storm at home with their pets, putting both themselves and their furry friends in danger, and ultimately posing a danger for those who try to come to their rescue. And some who can't take their pets with them when they must evacuate may decide to leave their animals at home, hoping they will be okay. The American Humane Association sent two of its giant 50-foot emergency rescue vehicles to Florida and South Carolina to assist with emergency aid and to help reunite lost pets with their owners. One team member took his emergency vehicle to North Myrtle Beach, where he secured and manned a local shelter housing 166 dogs so shelter workers could look after their own families. When the electricity went out, he was able to hook up the emergency rescue vehicle to the shelter to keep the ventilation system operating so the frightened animals would not overheat. In the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew, pet rescue efforts are underway as volunteers are using boats to search for stranded animals. The Humane Society of the United States reports that 6 shelters in Ohio and Pennsylvania, designated as emergency placement partners, combined efforts to take in about 60 dogs from a South Carolina shelter that was forced to close due to flooding. Those animals were not lost by their owners, but were waiting to be adopted. Now they will have a chance to find new forever homes in other cities. In your community, there are homeless pets waiting and hoping for a chance to show what wonderful companions they can be. October is Adopt a Dog Month, a great time to visit your local animal shelter or rescue group and adopt a new best friend who can help you weather the storms of life together when you're speaking of pets.